Today's Amar for Chazara is Yevamah Sadi Aleph Amin Aleph. We're holding on Sadi Amin Beis, the second last line, is the Bas Yisod Nifsu Min Akuna. So the Mishnah had said in this case of the lady whose husband went away, and she's told by an Eid Echad that her husband died. She went and she got remarried. She wasn't careful apparently, and Lamaisa, her husband came back. He was alive really the whole time. So the halacha is that Chazal imposed many different halachas. First of all, she has to leave both men. She needs a get from both men. Amongst those halachas, the Mishnah had said that if she was a Bas Yisrael, so now she becomes possible from ever marrying a Kohen. Now she has a din of a Zayna. So ask the Gemara Pshita, that's not a Knas, that's a real regular din d'oraisa. Of course, she's a Zayna. She's a Maisa, she was an Eishes Ish, and she was Mizana with a man, so she was over an Eishes Ish. It was true, it was Bainas, but the Maisa, so now she's a Zayna, so now she's possible a Kohuna. So what's the Chiddush? Says the Gemara Bas Levi min a Maisa Tzvichle. The Chiddush is the next line. That says if she's a Bas Levi, she becomes possible for meaning Meiser. Ask the Gemara, that's such a Chiddush, that why is it even true? Well, Bas Levi min a Meiser mi Mishlo Biznos, does a Bas Levi really become possible from having Znos? But we learned in the Braisa, that Leviya Shenishmes, Aisha Nivela Bebilas Nos, if a Leviya gets captured, the assumption is that she had Bia with the captures, or she had Bilas Nos, Nois Nelo Meiser Vaychal, she's allowed to continue eating Meiser. Says the Gemara, Amrav Sheishas Knasa. And over here, it's a special kanas because we were relying on the Eid Echad. We needed there to be extra strict with her, that if things don't work out, if her husband's really alive, that she's going to really be in trouble. So therefore, they impose this extra kanas. Bas Kohen Minat Truma. Okay, that's obvious also. If she's a Bas Kohen, she becomes possible now from eating Truma. It says the Gemara, the Chiddush is Afilu B'Truma D'Rabbanan, that she's even possible from eating Truma D'Rabbanan. We mentioned that the Yarshim from either man don't get a Ksuba. Ask the Gemara Ksuba Ma'avidita. What Ksuba? We already said that she loses her Ksuba. Amar Papa Ksuba Spinin Dechren. Referring to the Ksuba Spinin Dechren, the extra things that her son normally gets if she dies first. So normally her son gets the value of her Ksuba before splitting the rest of the Yerusha. Now the son will lose out on the Ksuba Spinin Dechren. Says the Gemara Pshita. Of course he loses out on the Ksuba Spinin Dechren, because that's part of the ksuba, and she loses her ksuba. Says the Gemara, "Ma'od etemo l'dido d'avdi sura kansura banan l'zara loy kansura banan k'mashmon." I might have thought to say that only one who loses out on her ksuba is her, but her child won't lose out on her ksuba k'mashmon. Then no, even her child loses out. If Reuven, the original husband, or Baruch, the second man that she went ahead and got remarried to, die, and they didn't have any children together with her, so there's no yibum from either side, but both sides, the brother has to do chalitza. The Gemara explains that Achav Shal Rishon chalitz midaraisa v'liyamiyabim midarabanan. Really, she's fully married to the first man. So really, midaraisa is yibam. The fact that they can't do yibam is a dindarabanan. The fact that she has to do chalitza, that's a dindaraisa. Achav Shal Sheni, who she's not really married to the Sheni, she thought she was, but she's not. So that's chalitz midarabanan v'liyamiyabim midaraisa v'liyamidarabanan. It's a din chalitza midarabanan. The fact that she doesn't do yibam is because there is no matzav of yibam, not midaraisa, not midarabanan. Rabbi Yaisi Aymer Ksubasa Nichse Baila. So the Mishnah then mentioned three shitas that limited the amount of kanasos that Chazal imposed on this lady. First, we had Rabbi Yaisi, who said that even though the Tanakhama said that she loses out on her ksuba, Rabbi Yaisi says that she gets a ksuba from the first husband, from Reuven. Rabbi Lazar comes and limits it, and he says that Reuven gets any mitzia that she finds. He gets her salary, her maisiyah daim. He has the ability to be made for an adarim. And Rabbi Shimon comes in the end, he's the last shita, and Rabbi Shimon says that the brother of Reuven is allowed to do yibam. Also that the child from him won't be a mamzer, but those were the three shitas that limited the kenosis that Chazal imposed. So Amar Rav Huna, Basrai maidu l'kamai, kamai lo maidu l'basrai. That the later shitas all agree to the ones that are before them, the earlier shitas don't agree to the ones that are after them. Meaning, that Rav Shimon maidu l'Rav Lazar. Rav Shimon, who was last, he agrees to Rav Lazar that also that the first husband gets her mitzia or maisi adayim and all the dini mamunis things. Why? What's the svara? Dema bia dekari surah laikanis. Rav Shimon allows even yibam, which is bia, which is you would think is the most chamer. And still, Chazal didn't impose a kanas. The kol shekem mitziyasim, I said, the mamaynu. So all the more so, all the monetary things, as opposed to Rabbi Lazar, lemaydu l'Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Lazar, who is earlier, doesn't agree to the later sheet. The Rabbi Shimon, for this exact svara, for this exact reason, it was dafka mitziyasim, I said, the mamaynu who like kanas. Of a bia di sura who kanas dafka by mamaynu, they didn't give a kanas, but by bia they gave a kanas. Utar vayu, both Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shimon are moidile to the earliest sheet of Rabbi Yosi, because who said that she gets a ksuba from the Rishayin. The Svara being is the Yasvatusi Lekanis, the Koshkin ksuba de Lamishka Lamefakai. They even didn't impose a knas on things that apply while they're together, on Maisiyadayim, on Mitzias, which are things that only apply while they're together, where there's an extra reason to impose a knas because we don't want them staying together. Kol Shekain, they'll say that there's no knas on the ksuba, which is something that anyway she gets on the way out. Whereas Rabbi Yaisi, Lemaydi Lahu, for this exact reason, that ksuba de Lamishka Lamefakud Dolaykanis. Is dafka by the ksuba that she only gets on the way out? That's what Chazal did not impose a kanas on. Avahani, the asvatus kanas, but the things that she only gets while they're together, so those Chazal gave a kanas on. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kamay Maidul Basray Basray Maidul Kamay. Rabbi Yochanan says the exact opposite of Ravuna. He says that the earlier shitas agree to the later ones, and the later ones disagree with the earlier ones. Meaning that Rabbi Yaisi Maidul Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yaisi who says that she gets a ksuba, also agrees that the first husband will get her mitzias and her maisia dayan. What's the svara? Ksuva de mididay lidida loikanis. If you see that Rabbi Yaisi holds that there's no kanas even on something that she gains from her ksuba, and she's the one who did wrong over here. So if he didn't give a kanas even on something that she gains from the koshke mitziyasu maisiyadeh de midida lididay, so all the more so there's no kanas on the mitziyah and the maisiyadayim, which is something that she loses from. It goes from her to him. Rabbi Lazar le maidilei, whereas Rabbi Lazar doesn't agree to Rabbi Yaisi for this exact reason. It was dafka mitziyasu maisiyadehu de midida lididay loikanis. Was dafka by the mitzi and the maisi adayim, which is something she loses from. That's where Chazal did not impose a kanas. Of a ksuba the midideli dida kanas, but the ksuba that she gains from that Chazal gave a kanas. Utarvayu, both Rabbi Yaisi and Rabbi Lazar are moidilei the Rabbi Shimon that there's yibam because umahani de mechayim loikansi bia de lachamisa lekal shekin. These things that exist while the husband's alive and still there's no kanas. So all the more so when it comes to yibam, which is anyways after the husband died, so there's no reason to make a kanas, there's less reason to make a kanas at least, so then there's not going to be any kanas. Rabbi Shimon, lo yimaydi luhu, Rabbi Shimon doesn't agree to Rabbi Yaisi and Rabbi Lazar for this exact reason, that it was bia hu d'l'achar misa l'ikanes, it was dafka by yiba, by bia, where anyways it only happens after Reuven dies, so that's when there's no kanas. Abahani d'mechayim kanas, but these other things that exist while they're all alive, so then that's something that Chazal imposed the kanas about.